From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Noah Adams.
And I'm Linda Wertheimer. The Senate Armed Services Committee raised questions today about administration plans to try terrorists before military tribunals. Deputy Defense Secretary Paul Wolfowitz faced particularly sharp questioning, and several senators wanted to know why the one suspected terrorist to be indicted so far is not facing a military trial. NPR's David Wellner reports from the Capitol.
As the number two civilian at the Pentagon, Wolfowitz drew the duty of appearing before the Armed Services Committee on behalf of Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld, explaining that Rumsfeld had other obligations. Wolfowitz said the Defense Department is still consulting with experts on just how the military tribunals should operate. In any case, he said President Bush has not decided whether he'll use that option.
I would underscore that he has not yet designated anyone to be tried in this manner, and that it would only apply to non-U.S. citizens. But should he decide to designate a non-U.S. citizen to be tried by a military commission, it will be handled in a measured, balanced, thoughtful way that reflects our country's values.
Many of the senators' questions centered on the first suspected terrorist to be indicted, French national Zacharias Moussaoui, who's to be tried by a civilian federal court in Virginia. Massachusetts Democrat Ted Kennedy called the designation of that venue reassuring.
That decision is a clear expression of the administration's about confidence in the federal courts and where all the rights and protections will be accorded to the defendant in that.
But Kennedy also pressed Wolfowitz on what role, if any, the Pentagon played in that decision. Wolfowitz got help in answering from Defense Department lawyer James Haynes.
Senator, to the best of my knowledge, that was a decision made by the Justice Department.
You weren't involved in this?
I was not personally. I don't believe we were as a department either, were we?
No, we were not involved.
Haynes, the Pentagon's top legal advisor on the tribunals, told senators sending Moussaoui to a federal court underscores the government's caution.
You might draw some comfort from the fact that this may be an illustration of how carefully the president intends to employ this tool that he has created in this military order.
But Michigan Democrat Carl Levin, the committee chairman, said he was amazed that nobody consulted the Defense Department about where Moussaoui would be tried.
It's hard to imagine that in a matter that fits the military tribunal order, the way the Moussaoui case appears to fit it, that you weren't consulted, because then you'll be applying these criteria in other cases which are very similar or maybe the same as Moussaoui's case.
And Connecticut Democrat Joe Lieberman called Moussaoui a war criminal.
I mean, if we will not try Zacharias Moussaoui before a military tribunal, a non-citizen alleged of being a co-conspirator in the attacks against that killed 4,000 Americans, who will we try in a military tribunal?
Lieberman said it was wrong that the Defense Department was not consulted about Moussaoui.
This guy, to use the parlance of the regular criminal courts of the United States, is a big fish. And I fear that the decision to try him in the federal district courts of the United States, with all the rights of evidence and rules of evidence and rights of due process, may let this big fish get away.
But the Pentagon's Wolfowitz said even though the military tribunals are not yet being used, they're already serving a purpose.
I believe the existence of this procedure, the possibility of military commissions, even without anyone having been turned over, even without the procedures having been specified, is something of a deterrent to people.
Lawmakers said after the hearing they doubted there would be legislation in Congress to regulate the tribunals when and if they are convened. David Wellner, NPR News, the Capitol.